Chapter 5. A New Image. On Monday morning at the first rehearsal, Sam announced the name of the band, Starlight. Then he told them his plans for the band. "You've got 2 weeks to rehearse before your first concert in Edinburgh, and we need 5 good songs," Sam said. "After the concert, I'll choose one song and we'll record it."
"Where will the concert be in Edinburgh?" asked Dan.
"At Edinburgh Castle, in the Esplanade.
The famous Edinburgh military tattoo takes place there every August," answered Sam.
"That's fabulous," Dan said to Tanya. "I went there last year. The castle stands on a big rock in the centre of the city, and you can see the whole of Edinburgh from there.
I can't believe that we're going to have our first concert there. It'll be fantastic."
Rehearsals were hard work. They started early in the morning and they finished late at night. The band members spent a lot of time together and they soon became good friends. At the end of the first week, Sam said, "The songs are very good, but everybody needs a new image. The FameLab stylist will see you all tomorrow at 9 a.m. The stylist designed an image for each member of the band. She chose their hairstyles and their clothes. She gave both Tanya and Bianca hair extensions. She gave Tanya long, straight, blonde hair, and she gave Bianca long, curly, red hair. Then she worked with Dan and the other members of the band. Dan and the other band members sat in the rehearsal studio and waited for Tanya and Bianca. It was 4 o'clock and they were still with the hairdresser. At 4:30, Tanya and Bianca walked into the studio.
"Wow! You two look fantastic," said Dan.
"Nobody will recognise you.
And don't laugh."
"I'm not laughing," said Tanya. "Your hair is super."
Dan's hair was gelled in little spikes all over his head.
"Dan's very handsome," thought Tanya. "I hope he hasn't got a girlfriend."
At that moment, Sam walked into the room. He looked worried.
"Quiet, please," he said. "This is important. This morning, a man phoned my office. He wanted the addresses of all the people at the audition last week."
Dan and Tanya looked at each other.
"Of course, my secretary didn't give him the addresses," Sam continued. "He's probably from a newspaper and he wants a story. You mustn't talk to any journalists. I don't want any stories about your private lives in the newspapers yet. FameLab and I will talk to the journalists. Do you understand?"
"Yes,"
said everybody.
"Now, let's start the rehearsal," said Sam. "And by the way, you all look fantastic. I love your new image."
"It wasn't a journalist," Dan said quietly to Tanya. "It was those men. I know it. They'll find you. Believe me."
Tanya's heart beat very quickly.
"Dan's right," she thought. "But I don't want to go to the police now. We're going to Edinburgh on Friday. They'll never find me there."
"Dan, on stage, please," shouted Sam.
"Okay, coming," answered Dan.
"Tanya, this is serious. Those men are dangerous. We must tell the police."
"Okay, Dan, but after the concert," said Tanya firmly. "The concert is more important."
On Friday morning, Damien and Jack were in a cafe. Damien was reading the newspaper and Jack was drinking a cup of tea.
"So what are we going to do now, boss?" asked Jack.
"Quiet, Jack. I'm reading," said Damien, and he continued to read the newspaper.
Suddenly, he said,
"Finish your tea, Jack. We're going to Edinburgh."
"I don't understand. Why do you want to go to Edinburgh?" asked Jack.
"Read this," said Damien,
and he gave the newspaper to Jack. There was an article and a big picture of Dan, Bianca and the band Starlight on the front page of the newspaper.
"So what?" said Jack.
Some new pop group is giving their first live performance at Edinburgh Castle tomorrow night.
Look at the boy in the picture, you idiot, said Damien. He was with that girl at the furniture factory. She stole my earrings.
Jack looked again.
You're right. It is him, he said. But the girl isn't in the photograph. No, but the boy must know her address, and I'm sure we can persuade him to give it to us, answered Damien.
He put his hand on the knife in his pocket.
Come on, let's go.